Blog Talk Radio.
What? Well, praise the Lord. We're back once again. We want to thank God for this opportunity. I knew what I was doing, Lord. I know what that. Okay. Tonight's the night that we just come before God and we thank Him once again for the ability to call Him and to thank Him for everything that He has done for us. Tonight is the night that I just declare and decree that we were going to talk about on KS radio station. Live, and we will talk about wow, women being pushed down forward, being pushed down and raped. It's a good question that I'd like to see us discuss tonight, if it's possible. To all of you out there who are listening, and those who are desiring to be on the radio station, we thank God for you and your ability to be on there with us, and therefore we just give God the glory and the praise, and we thank Him, we love Him, and we adore Him for everything He has done for us. We just declare and decree everything that the enemy tries to bring against us, we call it down. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight that I just say to all of you who are out there who just believe what God has said, it's a great night, and we just give God His glory. We give God His glory. Amen. And so I look at what to say then. I posted some things about what God is saying. And what God is doing is God is blessing us. And so many times there are many people that come with us and we understand what is happening. And we thank God for everything He's doing for us. One of the final things that I take notice of, there is no God like Him. There is no God like our God. And the more we trust in Him, the more we can believe in Him, the more we can say to Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight's the night that I just declare and decree what God is doing. And I got some statistics I'd like to read to you because I'm a little on the upside. This is some statistics I'm going to give you. One in four college women have been abused, assaulted. Statistically speaking, one out of five women. And the men is 18.3 for the women percentage. 18.3% of women have been abused, and one of 71 men is 1.4. So we find just from what I'm just saying on a small scale, which we can expand upon it, we find a lot of people out there don't love women. Some men abuse women. Some men fight women. Some men push them down. Some men rape them. Now, you know what I will say? A woman can rape a man with her mind, with her attitude, with her thought process. But when we take note of what's going on around this world in America, there are many questions that need to be asked. So I have a guest there with me today from Beaumont, Texas, Prophetess Meekins. Are you there? Hello? Prophetess Meekins, are you there?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Prophetess Meekins.
Okay, go ahead. I know God gave you a word to say. Go ahead. You got the word. Go ahead, talk.
Yes, I had been in an abusive relationship. It had been many years ago. That's when I first got married, and It had my self-esteem. I mean, I had lost weight. I just felt like, you know, I was worthless. But you have to also understand I was young. I had never had a boyfriend. I had never had a husband. But as the years go on and went on, it took a toll on my thought pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn to pray. And I mean continuously pray. And that's what brought me through. I'm talking about your self-esteem. I'm talking about the verbal abuse, the mental cruelty. I never thought anybody could ever treat anybody like that. Because my parents didn't treat me like that, and I didn't see them, you know, do anything like that. So it was new to me, you know. But it's just that here it is years later, I'm stronger. And I'm standing, and I will continue standing in Jesus' name. But I tell any woman out there, they don't have to go through that. They don't have to put up with that. And then they'll tell you that, in other words, they'll alienate you from your family, have you feeling that your family is against you, and even though he's doing the abuse, you know, doing the abuse. But you'd be so scared not to tell anybody than to tell somebody. You know, and it's not your fault. They'll make it seem like it's your fault. It is not your fault. Nothing like God is not pleased with nothing like that, but it's not your fault, you know. But it's just that you just have to take one day at a time. But
well, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So do you tell the people that are listening out there, somebody behind the scenes, tell them to be afraid of strangers?
Tell them not to be afraid. You tell my strangers that abuse you?
Yeah.
Be scared of them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying some things. Women can be introduced to strange men.
Yes.
I just meant Dublo.
Until they get them to where they want them, you know, get them alone and get their confidence, and that's another story. All they want to do is get their confidence, and once they got that, they feel like they got, you know, they can make them do whatever they want to do and talk to them any kind of way they want to talk to them. But belittling you, cutting you down, I heard some horror stories.
Well, give me one of the horror stories that you went through, if you don't mind it.
Okay. I was in an abusive relationship when I got married, but then I ended up going to another relationship where this man in Louisiana told me that he had me, you know, because I had two kids. I had moved to Louisiana to go to school because I had broke up with my husband. And I had met someone, so he was helping me, you know. He had got me a car, and, you know, he was just whining and dining. Then all of a sudden, he hit me so hard till he broke my tooth. That's how hard he hit me.
My God.
And he told me one time, he say, if you leave me, he say, your kids will see your brains slide down the wall. He said, I would kill you.
My God. Oh, God.
Had me terrified. But you know, because I had a praying mama and I had a praying grandmother, that prayers were stored up, and I did pray. I didn't know how I was going to get out of it, but I know I had to get away from there.
Mm-hmm.
And God opened a door, and I took it. He opened a door, and I took it, and I never looked back.
No, my God. Well, you know, one of the things that I found out is I know that some things I did, but I never abused a woman when I was a young man. I always thought them as being a diamond. But sometimes some men, because they have they don't have self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
And so by them having self-esteem, they can do anything they want to do. Because they don't see themselves as anybody. That's why they abuse the women?
No, I don't feel it. No, I don't feel like it is. I feel like the reason why it's no how would I put that? There's no reason why they would. I mean, no matter what they go through in their life, okay,
mm-hmm.
just because it happened to them don't mean it to do it to somebody else.
True.
And it's not to say that, you know, a real man would not abuse a woman. He would be good to her, not just financially, more support, encourage. A lot of women, you know, like me, don't need encouraging at times because, you know, I'm strong-willed, yes, but if you know, like my husband, he said, well, you know, you're beautiful today and you ought to do this, you know, encourage me to go to school, you know, they got some of them want to keep you in bondage.
Keep one of the, you want to keep you in the bondage. Why do men want to keep women in the bondage? Why do men?
So they can
want
have
to
that total. They want that total control.
Total control.
They want that. They want to have a sense of control in something.
Ah, so now we got a part of it. It's control.
Mm-hmm.
Right down control.
It took me a long time to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're not happy with you. They're not happy with themselves.
Ah, they're not happy with themselves. I see. And when they're not happy with themselves, they'll do anything.
Anything. Say anything. They just want that total control.
Amen. So let me give out the number. The number is, the correction, 347-850-8955. If you're friend or call on the radio station, you can call us at 347-850-8955. We'll listen to what you got to say out there because we're having a good discussion with the prophet. She's giving us some insight information. So what we are trying to push in, because I'm noticing on the television around the world on different broadcasts, they're talking how women are being abused. And I ask a question to myself. As a man, what you do, what I've always done, try to defend the women. The women wants us to be where we're supposed to be. They desire us to be where we're supposed to be. But some men don't want to do that because they always want somebody else that they can use to put down. I once knew a man,
mm-hmm.
yes, that man is an evil man. That's the devil's tool. And see,
mm-hmm.
when all glory to God, when the devil cannot control you, he's going to abuse you. Am I right, the prophet?
Yeah, that's true. Then I heard somebody say it today that, yesterday, I had a lady from Baltimore that calls me. And, you know, I pray for her and some things that I have spoken, her life have came to pass. Now, I have never met this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But her daughter's in an abusive relationship, and I told her, I say, he is abusing her. And I told her some more things, and then she called me this morning again.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, he's abusing her. He's taking control of her. She's lost weight. He getting all her money because she has a good job. He's taking her money. She done bought him a truck. She done took her mother off of insurance. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, one thing I can say, and I say this on the air, because I think a woman just finds some way to have the police right there when that man do all that wrong.
But guess what? He is the police.
What?
He is a police. Yeah, he's a police, and her brother is a police.
Well, you know what? Some way, somehow, we get off the line. I want to see if we can get some milk to that person because that's the abuse of the first order. And see, we got some men out there. That man don't need to wear no badge. That man don't need to be having the authority to go out and do some people like that. And that's why we find so many men end up dead. I don't mean that men should kill them. Hallelujah, somebody. But it bothers me, prophetess, when I find that there are men out there who don't want to come on and do what's supposed to be done.
And you know the thing about it, you know what's hard though? The hard thing about it is that she's in denial.
Oh.
She's in denial. She don't want to talk to her mother about it. She's turned her back on her mother and her sister. She's buying a home. So in other words, she took everything she had and just gave it to him. He took it from her.
What?
Yeah, he's taking everything from her. I mean, she don't go to church anymore. She don't spend time with her mother. She don't even speak to her mother. She's bad mouthing her mother. Oh, it's just a whole lot. I never thought that she would do that to her mother. And this man is he has a what they call down low spirit, so you know what that means. Do you? Hello? 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 Hello?
Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a life. Praise the Lord. I was on the other line. Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Okay.